And this is Ozarks at Large. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran erupted this month after the Trump administration ordered a missile strike on an Iranian general and led to retaliation on an American military base in Iraq. That relationship has been steadily escalating since 2018 when the U.S. pulled out of the landmark Iranian nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions on the country. In 2015, as world leaders drafted a nuclear agreement with Iran, Ozarks at Large's Sara Birmingham visited a convenience store and cafe in Crosses, Arkansas, that had a stake in the negotiations.
My name is Hushang Nazarali, and I love it here. Good people, good place.
Here is Madison County, Arkansas. Just after you pass the sign welcoming you to Crosses on 16 South, you see a low wooden building. A typical country roadside convenience store and eatery with a wagon wheel and chairs out front, and less typically, a banner bearing the words, Ahmadinejad is a murderer, a terrorist, and a tyrant. This is the Pig Trail Bypass Country Cafe, owned and operated by Hushang Nasrali, an Iranian-American who serves burgers and sells cigarettes here while working on his ultimate goal, the overthrow of the Iranian government. He's against any nuclear deal with Iran.
Thank you,
Hush.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you very much.
If they sign it, not sign it, nothing good going to come out of it. Because how they gonna trust that government when they still under the table, they bypass everything to get material for their centrifuges. I mean, there is no way you could trust them. I know it because I'm Iranian.
Hushang grew up in Shiraz in southwestern Iran. He came to the United States in 1977 on a student visa, went to college in East Texas, then to university in Houston, and in 1980, when the economy took a downturn, he came here to Madison County to be close to his then-wife's family. Meanwhile, back in Iran, the Shah fell and Ayatollah Khomeini returned from exile to form an Islamic Republic.
When the revolution happened, we all was happy, Things gonna be good. Of course, the mullah, they took the revolution hostage, they take the country hostage. They promise a lot of good things. But when they get the power on their hand, things got changed. They became worse. And my mom told me, don't come back home. So I didn't go back and stay here. And I got more active against that government. I guess I'll be active against that government until they are gone.
Hushang is a member of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, a group of exiled Iranians working to overthrow the Islamic Republic. The week before our interview, he traveled to Paris to take part in the annual Iran Freedom Rally organized by the group. And he says he gets support closer to home, too.
Anytime I need help in Washington, D.C., Senator Bozeman, Senator Cotton, and my Congressman West. Bruce Westerman, they are good. I'm really, say, lucky or whatever word is, I don't know what to say, but I'm the luckiest man. I know them, and they are really on my side.
Hushang holds forth about centrifuges, sanctions, and human rights violations from behind the cash register of his convenience store and cafe. Over the years, he's remodeled the store and the dining room with rough-cut cedar for a Western look.
When I was a little kid, that's all I watched back home. The Western movie, John Wayne, Charles Bronson, Anthony Quinn. So I like those. Come here and I said, look at the building. I said, well, that looks like the old. It is old building. And old Western style. So I fixed it inside, pretty modern Western, mix everything together, and you see what you see, and everybody like it. I like it myself.
While we talk, a steady stream of customers come in, a couple from out of town stopping for a bite to eat, a local picking up tobacco, and a visit from one of the regulars.
He's the first guy I met when I come here.
George Roberts, George R-O-B-B-I-N-S. Hey, I was raised around here. Yeah, I've been here every day loafing around.
Hushang tells me old-timers predicted he wouldn't last 2 months here, but he's still here, loafing around with the best of them.
And I know them all, and they super nice people, and they sit here, listen to me when I talk to them. And they put 2 cents on it, too. How you doing, man? Oh,
good. They come for the company, and they come for the food. I mentioned the banner on one side of the building decrying Ahmadinejad. In the front window of the cafe, there's another sign for a Hoosh Burger, the Pig Trail Bypass Cafe's signature dish, recently honored as the best burger in Arkansas, according to food and travel website Thrillist.com. It, like Hooshang, is a mix of American and Iranian cultures.
When I come to the United States, the first thing I eat is what cheese burger. I love that. So I like kebab back home. They put onion, everything on the, you know, hamburger meat, make a kebab. So I thought, well, let me mix these two together, see what they're gonna come. So I mix Iranian spice, onion, in the cheeseburger. Everybody loved that, so became Hooshburger.
Hooshang has been here almost 4 decades. He's raised 4 children here, 2 of whom have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. This is home.
You know, life takes you places, so I follow my life. My destiny was here, I guess. And I come here, raise 4 kids, and I love the place. People nice, and Mother Nature is beautiful. And what my father told me, anywhere you go, sky is blue, so.
But maybe not home forever. When I ask him about retirement, he says,
maybe today, if the Iranian government claps, I'm gone. So that's my retirement, yeah.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Sarah Birmingham.
He puts the onions in the meat. That's the secret right there.
That story from Sarah first aired here in 2015. Nearly 5 years later, Hooshang Nazarali has not retired, and you can still find him serving his namesake burger at the Pig Trail Bypass Cafe. But he says he's still hopeful that he may one day return to Iran, and he believes the recent shift in U.S. policy is a step in the right direction.
Fortunately, after 40 years, we got the right person in the White House. And last year, by him pulling out of the Iranian atomic deal, he done the best job in my book and Iranian book. But now go for more and recognize Iranian people right to fight against that terrorist government, because they want peace, democracy, freedom, just like here. They're good human being. This is what they want, and we want your really support. I mean, he done good so far. We want him to do more.
Nazarali says with renewed attention on his home country, he feels an obligation to continue sharing his experience with Arkansans.
You know, I've been educating people. They now know what's going on back there, even right here, middle of nowhere. People know the Iranian government is the bad guy. I mean, that was my job, to expose that government anytime, any place, anywhere.
Hooshang Nazarali speaking with us this week from his restaurant in Crosses in Madison County.